RFK Jr. lays out vision to free HHS from the smothering cloud of corporate capture. By Hannah Knudsen on November 15, 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary, laid out his vision to free agencies such as HHS from the smothering cloud of corporate capture and make the Make America Health Again vision a reality. Prior to Trump's historic election victory, Kennedy revealed that Trump had asked him to assist in the reorganization of public health agencies. And this week, that request came closer to becoming a reality, as the president-elect nominated Kennedy to serve as HHS Secretary. "I am thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health," Trump said in a statement, identifying the safety and health of all Americans as the most important role of any administration. "And HHS will play a big role in helping ensure that everybody will be protected from harmful chemicals, pollutants, pesticides, pharmaceutical products, and food additives that have contributed to the overwhelming health crisis in this country," he said, noting that Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency, to end the chronic disease epidemic, and to make America great and healthy again. Kennedy, in turn, said he is wholly committed to advancing the vision to make America healthy again. "We have a generational opportunity to bring together the greatest minds in science, medicine, industry, and government to put an end to the chronic disease epidemic," he said. "I look forward to working with the more than 80,000 employees at HHS to free the agencies from the smothering cloud of corporate capture so they can pursue their mission to make Americans once again the healthiest people on earth," Kennedy continued, promising to clean up corruption, stop the revolving door between industry and government, and return our health agencies to their rich tradition of gold standard, evidence-based science. Related, RFK Jr., Trump defined MAGA as returning to the era of JFK when America was at its apex. "I will provide Americans with transparency and access to all the data so they can make informed choices for themselves and their families," he continued, adding, "My commitment to the American people is to be an honest public servant. Let's go." Kennedy has gone after what he described as the FDA's war on public health, citing their aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean foods, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything else that advances human health. "These things are suppressed," he suggested, "because Big Pharma cannot make money off them. FDA's war on public health is about to end. This includes its aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean foods, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything." Robert F. Kennedy Jr., at Robert Kennedy Jr., October 25, 2024. Kennedy, a fierce critic of childhood vaccine schedules, has also gone after seed oils and fluoride in drinking water. Trump has promised to let Kennedy go wild on these issues.